guys this morning in time to get an update on what's happening in the news around Central Indiana with Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. Indiana isn't the only state pushing back against Common Core educational standards. Other states are critical of uniform benchmarks for reading, writing, and math that have been fully adopted in most states and are being widely put in place this school year. The new Common Core standards replace a hodgepodge of educational goals that had varied from state to state. The federal government was not involved in the state-led effort to develop them, but has encouraged the project. Proponents say the new standards will better prepare students. Critics worry they'll establish a national curriculum for public schools rather than letting states decide what's best for their own students. There was little dissent when the standards were widely adopted in 2010, but now lawmakers and governors are reviewing the standards in Indiana, Kansas, Missouri, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, and Utah. One of Indiana's largest school districts is cutting the hours of 610 part-time teaching aides and cafeteria workers to save money and avoid providing them health insurance under the federal health care overhaul. The Fort Wayne Community Schools chief financial officer says they're cutting hours from 30 to 25 each week beginning June 3rd because insurance would have cost $10 million. Beginning in January, large employers must offer health insurance to those who work at least 30 hours per week. The CEO says the insurance matter is something that almost all employers with part-time employees are trying to resolve. Work is going on this week on the near north side to convert Central Avenue and several adjacent roads from one-way to two-way. This is going on between Fall Creek Parkway North and 34th Street. Leslie Gordon with Indianapolis Public Works says drivers should look for new signage.
People that live in that area have been aware of the conversion for a while and looking forward to it. So I don't think it should be too much of a change. It'll be the people that commute and, you know, haven't seen it as much that might have to kind of make sure that they're aware of all the street signs.
It's hoped the work will make the neighborhood safer for pedestrians as business is boosted in the area. Banding Day is set today for Indy's newest peregrine falcons. Four chicks in a nest box atop Market Tower are growing fast. Biologists will collect the birds. The chicks receive bands and are named in order to keep track of them after they fledge from the nest on Monument Circle. Everything old will be new again at this weekend's Recycle Fest celebration at Garfield Park. In addition to recycling tips and demos from Living Green magazine and Recycle Force, there will be plenty of music from local bands doing their own take on recycled sound.
Bands are going to be performing 40-minute sets of half original material and then half recycled cover songs.
Maria Dickman is with Pattern Magazine. A local fashion group will be accepting donations of gently used clothing. Stylists will be on hand to give those hand-me-downs a new look.
People can see how easy it is to fashionably reuse what's already in their closet. You don't have to keep buying and consuming. You can use what you already have to make something great.
And the ensembles will be donated to local charities. WFYI weather, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms through tonight. Today's high 84, overnight low 66. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 87. Thursday and Friday a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid 80s. And Saturday and Sunday a 50-50 chance of showers and storms. High Saturday 81, Sunday's high about 76. Right now mostly cloudy and 64 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. 7:34 now. Last night's award.